Hello, news listeners. Welcome to your Monday installment of the BTN News Show. Sorry, we're a little bit late today. You know how Mondays can go, right? Yeah, it's been one of those days. It's the 27th of February, 2023. Got the best in tech that happened over the weekend, and we got it for you right now in less than 5 minutes. Apple TV users, you love ads? Probably not. Well, get ready for more of them. The reason why? Well, Apple just hired a TV ad executive. Yes, Lauren Fry has joined the Apple TV Plus team, and Fry is best known for creating products showing ads in streaming services. Now, most of you out there, yeah, paid the $6.99 a month for Apple TV Plus. Pretty much ad-free right now. It's more on the premium side. And we all know there's no ad-supported tier yet. Yet. But what viewers have also noticed is more ads have been sneaking their way onto the service. And with this hire from Apple, look for more ads to be sneaking their way in. Not only with this, though, we could also be seeing possibly a more premium version of Apple TV Plus as well. But you know what that means. It ain't gonna be $6.99 a month anymore. Hey, staying with TV, how about those folks over at Dish Network? Trying to get a hold of them? Trying to maybe change your plan on Sling TV, you know, the streaming service from Dish Network? Hey, maybe you're trying to get something done with Boost Mobile. Well, you can't get nothing done for the last 3 days. Yeah, customers are starting to get a little bit teed off when contacting Dish Network and their affiliates. The outage actually started last Thursday. And even though TV and streaming and mobile is completely up and remains unaffected, the customer service in is very affected. In fact, if you go to Dish's website, it says thank you for your patience at the banner at the top. They're experiencing a system issue that their teams are currently working hard to resolve. Oh yes, a system issue. And it seems to be a very big issue, because if as of doing this podcast today, it's still an issue. So much, in fact, that speculation is starting to creep its way in, since the website was actually down to start with, could have actually got hacked. There's other conflicting reports, too, about the outage, possibly pointing to malware. Bleeping Computers also reporting there could be ransomware involved, as they've had some inside sources say employees' computers are actually showing blank icons. As of right now, no official statement from Dish Incorporated, just the fact that they're working on it. Nokia, still alive, yes indeed, with a new logo now. In fact, it's the first major logo change in 60 years. The new logo showed off in all its glory at the Mobile World Congress over the weekend, and it definitely looks a little bit more hip and modern, really. Nokia, or Nokia, however you want to say it, went on to say, with them updating their strategy, meaning an updated logo is also in store. Going on to say that in most people's minds, Nokia is still a successful mobile phone brand. But that's not entirely what Nokia is about. As far as what the new logo looks like, well, it's actually best you just go check it out for yourself. Pretty simple to do. Go Google new Nokia logo. It should come up right away. And finally, you got a computer out there running Windows 10, told, nah, you can't run Windows 11. Then all of a sudden, you got a little thing from Microsoft saying, hey, you want to upgrade to Windows 11? Then you got excited and say, oh, maybe I can now. No, you can't. Yes, apparently Microsoft accidentally sent out Windows 11 upgrades to unsupported PCs. And it's not the first time. Most of this was found out by people on Twitter saying, I can get Windows 11. No, I can't. We all know the drama and saga this went on with upgrading to Windows 11. Most people feel that a lot of PCs that do Windows 10 can already do 11. But Microsoft says, no, we want you to get new hardware. Now, Windows 11 officially requires an Intel 8th generation Coffee Lake or Zen 2 CPUs and up. Now, yes, you can install Windows 11 on unsupported PCs, but then you get that lovely watermark that nobody likes. As far as why Microsoft once again sent it out to PCs that aren't supported, well, it's in typical Microsoft fashion. Yeah, they haven't commented yet. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Send it our way, britishtechnews@gmail.com. Support the news show, too, at Patreon now at patreon.com/BTN News, as it's with your generosity only that we can keep doing the news show day in and day out. Also, don't forget to check out the British Tech Network, which we are a part of. BritishTechNetwork.com is the destination. And while you're over there checking out the news show, check out the Mac Show and Big Show, too. Also, check out BTN on social media at Twitter at British Tech, on Facebook at British Tech Network, and the Slack room with the BTN community today at britishtech.slack.com. The news show back at your way for your Tuesday installment tomorrow, hopefully a little bit earlier than today. Sorry again. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that happens over the next 24 hours, but until then, start your week off well. Have a great Monday, and thank you so much as always for listening and supporting the news show.